Thank you. 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 Thank you.
All praise and thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, London, Japan, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, Japan, China, Italy, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. And we want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has called to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, amen, for such a wonderful introduction. I want to just invite all of you on the blog line to join us for our convention that we're having June the 11th through the 14th, right outside of Little Rock. You fly into Little Rock and Jacksonville, Arkansas is right outside. Our host, our pastor, Bishop James Bowden and Dr. Cynthia Bowden. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome, ultra awesome. We're going to send up billions of praises right there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Get ready. Amen. Expect God to move. Expect God to do miracles. Expect God to make a way out of no way. Expect him to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Amen. This is our blog line. This is the origination of the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The first fruits, and then the blog line. The first fruits worldwide prayer and praise convention. We originated there, but we joined to it the blog line where we thank him 1,000 times. This is the new awakening, folks. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Open your eyes. This is the new awakening. Amen. There are eras in time. There are things that happen throughout the history of the world. How old are you? Are you 40, 50, 60, 30, 70, 80? When have you ever in your 80 years experienced so many praises going up to God? Wake up, wake up. This is something that God has brought about. This new awakening. And I told the prayer line this morning that I predict that some news commentator or some news department will catch this and want to know about the new awakening. And God's going to do something that's going to explode all over the world, this new awakening. In 1740s, Jonathan Edwards had the great awakening, but now God is doing a new awakening where he's waking up people from the give me, give me, give me approach, changing the atmosphere. And now it's a thank you, thank you, thank you approach. Getting all around the world, listen to it. People at churches are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention as well as the blog line. It's coming. Open your eyes, begin to see what God is doing. Amen. This is the new awakening. And it's waking up people to the praise for God like never before. Notice that on this blog line, very, very rarely are we asking him for anything. This is a blog line where we've come to thank him. Thank you goes across every denominational line. I don't care what you are, Church of God in Christ, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all kinds of full gospel, non-denominational, whatever you are. Thank you crosses the lines of every denomination. We're not trying to talk about what we did in the convention or talk about what we did as a part of our jurisdiction or all of that. No. All we simply do is thanking the Lord. And if you're a Christian of any denomination, you ought to embrace thanking the Lord 1,000 times. How can that hurt you to thank God 1,000 times? If anything, it will position you to receive a miracle from God. Amen. No matter what denomination. Don't be so caught up in your denomination that you'll block out thank you, thank you, thank you, that you don't want to thank God like that. Don't let your denomination mean more to you than God. Don't do it. Don't do it. It will cause you to be cursed. I said it will cause you to be cursed. When you put anything above God, it will cause a curse to come up on your life. Don't do it. Let God mean more than anything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You position yourself for a miracle when you don't let anything come before God. Amen. God bless you. Think about it. Pray about it. Research the word on it and see Dr. Johnson is walking in the word of God, and this is anointing and the Holy Ghost that is speaking to you. Amen. Let God mean more to you than anything. There are a lot of things that are man-made. They're not God-made. They're man-made. And when you let man-made things mean more to you than God, you're on the wrong track. Amen. Let's make him and show him that he means more to us tonight. What we're going to do is allow you to put your heart's desire before him, and then we're going to come and pray and then thank him 1,000 times. All in Africa, Europe, all over the world, thanking the Lord 1,000 times. More than 2 billion, probably more than 10 billion praises going up. But I keep the figures low because some of you, I want you to catch a hold of faith to believe God for what he's doing. Some of y'all can believe that there are billions something goes viral and it goes to millions and millions and you don't have a problem. But anything that concerns the Lord, the enemy will fight you on it and make you say, oh, no, that can't happen. That's the enemy. God is doing exceeding abundantly above all we ask nowadays or even think. In other words, let your mind be controlled by the Lord to think it, because it's happening. It's happening. Amen. Make your request known to the Lord. I'll give you just a few seconds, and I'll come back and pray, and then I'll invite you to help me thank him 1,000 times. Amen. Do that right now, your request to the Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, I ask you to do that in the name of Jesus. And thank you. Thank you. Amen. Heavenly Father, you hear all these requests going up to you. We do believe in the word that says, ask and shall be given, and seek it, we will find. And in the word where it says, if we ask anything in your name, John 13:14, and you will do it, that the Father may be glorified. We're asking this in your name, that you would hear all these requests. And God, some people have their backs against the wall. I'm asking you to fix it for them. Let them make it through the storm. In the name of Jesus, and give them joy and peace. Amen. As we heard about one of our members, Mother Oldsby's losing her nephew. Oh, my God. God, I pray that you soothe the aching hearts of this family. Amen. And because they need your help right now. They need your help. Oh, God, help them in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in the midst of the storm. And, Lord, every person worldwide who's going through bereavement, help them in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in the midst of the storm. Pray people who have their back against the wall, God, fix it for them. And help them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy who comes to sift them as wheat, but give them victory. Victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you. And we praise you for everything that you have done. And everything that you're doing, God, we give you the glory and the praise, and we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done already. We believe you for miracles, miracles, like we've never seen, Lord, in 2015, in the name of Jesus. And we invite people to help us thank him all over the world. Those who have our lines open, we can only open a few. Amen. But we invite you to help us thank him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because we're more than conquerors. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. And we thank you, Lord, for binding the enemy. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil. We bind the devil. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. God, give victory in the midst of every test in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We love you. We praise you. We praise you. We appreciate you. Come on, saints, help me thank you. We love you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving all sins. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving all sins of omission and commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. We give you the praise. You deserve it, Lord. All adoration goes to thee. All honor goes to thee. Jesus, we give you the glory. Jesus, we give you the praise. Thank you. Can't make it without you. Nobody can do what you do, Lord. You're our hero. Thank you. You are our mentor. Yes, Lord. You are our role model. Everything we need to do is you, Lord. Because you are able to make a way for us. You are the one who made the foundation and opened up the way. Came to this earth, Jesus, and lived, hung, bled, and died. And then sent the Holy Ghost back for us to keep us. Thank you. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Keep on praising. Keep on thanking him. In the name of Jesus. 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 We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the accolades. We give you the glory. All the glory belongs to you. All the praise belongs to you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us forward. Thank you for being a heart fixer. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for lifting every heavy burden.
Thank you for lighting every heavy load. We praise you because you are our heart fixer. We praise you for bringing us this far, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You're right there all the time. We praise you. Thank you from your heart. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to start early tonight. Get up and start walking around.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a part of what we do every night. Binding the devil comes to be in the house. You're a liar, devil. Get out! The blood of Jesus walk through that house. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus. the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you through the storm, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to your name, your name, your name, your name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glorify your holy name.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our strong tower.
Yes.
Thank you.
Final blessing, Lord, as Melchizedek came before you, and whatever you asked you, you blessed him, and you did it. I'm asking you to bless the people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless them going out, and they're coming in all around them. Bless, 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 bless. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, all the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. It's going to be all right. Thank you, thank you. All right. God bless all of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful night.